This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. Joining me now is Matthew Murphy from State House News Service. And we're speaking after a changing of the guard in the Massachusetts House on Tuesday as Speaker Robert DeLeo made it official and resigned his seat. What did you make of DeLeo's farewell speech?
Yeah, it was an interesting speech from DeLeo. After 12 years, these occasions don't happen as often as you might think when the speaker gets before the membership and addresses them. He sometimes begins sessions by addressing the body and the public as a whole, laying out an agenda for the House. But this something quite different, something a little more heartfelt from the speaker than we normally hear. We heard him talk about his family. Many of the people, colleagues that he's worked with over the years, he thanked a lot of his former staff. And he talked about his district, more importantly. The speaker, obviously a statewide figure who impacts state policy in Massachusetts, but he spent a good deal of time talking about his hometown of Winthrop and how the city of Revere, just north of Boston, that he represents, embraced him like one of his own. And, you know, the emotion was quite evident there for Speaker DeLeo after 30 years working in the legislature as he prepares to walk away. And he noted that this was not exactly the send-off that he envisioned when he thought about the day that he would ultimately leave the legislature. There were maybe two dozen lawmakers in attendance, physically distanced throughout the House chamber, a smattering of staff. He was addressing many more people virtually over a live web stream because of the pandemic. And a lot of the celebratory congratulations and reminiscing that you might have expected on a day like this couldn't take place.
What kind of legacy does he leave as the state's longest serving House Speaker and also as a legislator?
Yeah, you know, I think as anyone who has spent that much time in a single job and in a single career, he has a lengthy and complicated legacy. I mean, if we look at his time as Speaker over the past 12 years, he's accomplished quite a bit. I mean, if you think of the health care legislation that they've pushed through and the legislature has helped implement to move Massachusetts into, you know, one of the highest coverage rates in the country, and also trying to contain costs. So health care is there. He's also going to be remembered for legalizing casino gambling and his response after the Sandy Hook massacre in Connecticut for pushing through several rounds of gun control legislation. He is also someone who is beloved by many on the Hill, many of his current and former colleagues, but there are also others who have chafed under his leadership style that they saw as too top-down, too heavy-handed, and power centralized too much in the office of the speaker. And so it'll be interesting to see now that he is moving away, whether or not change comes to the House or if it's a continuation of what we've seen build up over the past 12 years.
Just one more thing about DeLeo. You know, why is he leaving? It's very strange to see somebody, you know, leave the top of the leadership for a job at a college.
Yeah, it is. You know, his past predecessors we've seen mostly go into lobbying. I was able, he's been fairly quiet over the past couple weeks as this story has developed, but I was able to catch up with him for a couple minutes yesterday as he left the building for the last time as speaker. And he talked about his family. He talked about having two grandchildren and wanting to spend more time with them and the time just feeling right. I think there's no doubt that working through this past year, this pandemic, has been exhausting for the speaker as he's had to try to figure out how to legislate in the COVID world remotely and steering this body when he can't have the sort of meetings and interactions that he's accustomed to. He felt like he had accomplished quite a bit over the past 12 years. And, you know, he did hit that milestone back in February, becoming the longest serving speaker in Massachusetts state history. So, you know, at some point, I think he felt like maybe it was just time to move aside. He is 70 years old and he goes out on top, which cannot be said for several of his past predecessors.
Now, the man replacing him is 74 years old. Ron Mariano, I guess, is seen a little bit maybe to DeLeo's left, if that's fair to say. What can you tell us about him and what's in store for his speakership?
Yeah, Leader Mariano, a Quincy Democrat, a city just south of Boston. He has been a top deputy to Speaker DeLeo since the speaker came into power in 2009. Very much a behind-the-scenes figure in the House, seen as one of the principal negotiators of most of the major legislation that has gotten through the legislature over the past many years. He's also been a mentor to many in the House, many of the younger members. If you look at a lot of the people holding positions, chairmanships, vice chairmanships throughout the House now, many of them were taken under the wing of Leader Mariano at some point after they entered the House. He is seen by some, including progressive groups that we've heard complaining, criticizing this handoff of power, so to speak, over the past few days, that he is perhaps a little too conservative for where Massachusetts has been. Politics have been moving of late, that he is very tied in with business from his times leading the Financial Services Committee, working on insurance matters. But when I talked to Leader Mariano yesterday, he pointed out that he was one of the few South Shore lawmakers in Massachusetts to vote for gay marriage back in the 2007-2008 timeframe. He says he's more of an issue-by-issue Democrat. He doesn't ascribe to any one ideology. And he said principally he's going to be an open-door speaker where he wants to listen to what the members have to say. So it'll take some time to see what Leader Mario's leadership style is like. But he says he's going to be a little different than Bob DeLeo, even though the two men are seen so tightly intertwined because of their relationship over these past many years.
Well, we know Massachusetts has a Republican governor and then overwhelming Democratic numbers in the Senate and the House. What are the key issues facing Mariano as we go into 2021?
Well, obviously, the pandemic is issue number one, and it's not going away. He's going to take over as speaker in a difficult and unusual time where he's not going to be able to build a leadership team, bring them together the way he normally might, and kind of put together an agenda. The pandemic will drive the agenda early in his speakership. He's talked about needing to respond to the needs of the business community, the small business community that is obviously hurting, restaurants struggling in particular. We know that the governor has put together a major relief package for small businesses, but if you talk to restaurant groups and other small business leaders, they don't think it's going to be enough. So that will be a big early challenge for Leader Mariano. And then, you know, when I spoke to him yesterday, he highlighted some of the things he's been working on for some time in his career, principally healthcare issues and the stability of the state's community hospital network. Many of these community hospitals have been struggling for years financially under the weight of lower reimbursement rates for Medicare patients and also just the changing dynamics and consolidation in the healthcare marketplace. So I think look for him to tackle some of these issues and try and make progress to shore up the finances of the community hospitals. They're important to many cities and towns, including his hometown of Quincy. And he also mentioned the wind industry, wanting to help guide Massachusetts into its clean energy future. And he sees a wind offshore, probably in particular, a big component of that. And he wants to continue to make sure that Massachusetts can benefit both on the energy front and economically with jobs from the wind industry.
That's Matt Murphy from State House News Service speaking to us about the change in speakers in the Massachusetts House. Matt, thank you for taking this time for us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.